PUSLINCH. Sample results are in, but the water in Paslinch is still stinky and private well owners are told it is their responsibility to treat their water. The results show odor-causing organics were detected in untreated well water, said in an update from the Township of Paslinch website with information provided by the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks, MECP. The results were received July 19 from samples taken on July 11. The odor can be produced when microbes and bacteria break down sulfur and can also include algae and fungus. The presence of these compounds in water causes a bad odor or taste in tap water, said in the update. It isn't likely there was a chemical spill or ditch drainage on Highway 6 because it couldn't penetrate the bedrock due to the thickness of ground where the water is drawn from, the update continued. If the odor does continue, MECP suggests contacting a water specialist for treatment. It is the responsibility of the residents to investigate and treat their private well water, the MECP said in the update. Matthew Carina, who lives on Highway 6, is still being impacted by the stinky water. He and his family haven't drunk the water or showered in it. They're not also saying whether it's safe to drink or not. They won't make that determination. We'll never hear them say that, said Carina, referring to MECP. The MECP suggests if homeowners identify a health issue, they should contact Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health. Carina is going to push for more answers from MECP. If there was something that was in the realm of your responsibility, what would you have done? And can you do it? Carina is planning to ask. As for the smell, it ebbs and flows, said Carina. It could be just a hint at one point and then by the next morning it's punching you in the face. To handle the water odor, Carina is considering a couple options. He might have an ultrafiltration system installed to remove contaminants. The cost, he said, is between $12,000 to $15,000. The other option is to add a carbon filter. It also removes contaminants. If he spends money with the options he has and the problem doesn't go away, Carina said he can't sell his house with stinky water. Susan Fielding, who lives on Fielding Lane south of the 401, didn't want to give too many thoughts on the MECP results until results from the Ministry of Transportation, MTO, came in. She said MTO also conducted tests. She is relieved the MECP results didn't show any signs of harsh chemicals, which she was the most worried about. Fielding hasn't been drinking the water since the smell started. It's going to be really hard for me personally to drink that water again, she said. Any sense of safety she had with the water has gone away. Fielding is hoping to get together with her neighbors this weekend to figure out where they go from here.